Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Declutter Me, a podcast organizing and decluttering your life with a very exciting setup and a very excited Shalina.
Hi Shrek.
I like throwing you out sometimes.
So excited.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. We are getting into a digital one today, so I'm quite excited because, you know, I get to say a lot more than I normally do.
You could say more if you wanted to, but you just choose not to.
Because you're the expert, and I want people to hear from you.
So today, Mr. Expert, digitally, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, this is like really throwing me off now. Yeah. So I guess we're talking about the desktop today.
Yes.
Which tends to be a space of clutter for a lot of people.
Caused me so much pain when I see people with desktops, messy desktops. Like, why? Why do people have so many things on their desktop? It slows down you on your computer because you've got all these things on your desktop. It's just wrong.
But I think it's just a digital version of what people's desks are like, right? So you use your desk as a... Okay. That was a loud sigh from Shalina. That's a bigger tongue twister than last episode's tongue twister. But most people, I think, because they use their desk as a workspace, and so, you know, so everything that comes in, everything is put there. And I think the desktop is kind of the same thing, where anything they're working on in an intermediary space just gets dumped on the desktop, quote unquote, until they can put it away.
Yes.
But that never happens, right? So then it just starts stacking itself up on the desktop. So
yes.
I think that's the problem.
Such a problem. So...
Or like me, you move to an iPad and then this is no longer an issue because you can't put anything on a desktop and then you're fine.
But there's still all the icons there, right?
Yeah, but that's an app conversation to be like, oh, you declutter your apps. But on a day-to-day
basis,
we've done that. Okay. But on a day-to-day basis, I don't end up dumping stuff onto my main screen because I can't put documents there.
Yes.
And so it's kind of a way of like getting away from that
problem. So the key for everybody with messy desktops is to just get an iPad.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right, so let's first talk about what's on the desktop. So we have desktop icons. We have documents. We have screenshots. We have folders.
App launchers and shortcuts for apps, yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with, the apps. So the shortcut apps, we don't really... Do you have shortcut apps on Macs? We don't, do we? Does it just... It just puts the apps on.
Yeah, no, but you can leave a shortcut. You can launch something out of the desktop from that as well. It's a more Windows thing, like, but you can, because it has its own launcher at the bottom.
Oh, there's a launcher at the bottom, yes. So if you have Windows, you have all you can have the shortcut apps. You know, instead of going to the start and then pressing on finding the thing. So that's fine for, you know, the main ones that you use, say your Outlook or your emails app, Word, Excel, you know, the main apps that you use. Yeah, fine, have that on your desktop. But you don't need to have the games or the defragmenter and, you know, bits and pieces. And the same for the Mac, like for the Launchpad. I have only about, I think, well, I can count them right now, 9 apps on my Launchpad. And that's just the Finder, the app thing, settings. I have a WhatsApp icon, email, calendar, Google, and Evernote.
So the iPad has a similar launcher as the Mac does, and I've got 6 things.
Ooh, you got less than me.
I know. How about that? And in fact, one of them technically can be removed.
Yeah, and I do that. So every time that, you know, and like where there's updates, they put all these icons on there, and I literally right-click and remove from my desktop, and I do that all the time. I just don't like having that many icons. The only ones that I have are the ones that I use on a daily basis, you know, not even weekly. Weekly can go into the main app folder that you just have to click on, but everything else doesn't need to be seen by me.
Yeah, and I think both the Mac, I mean, it's true on the iPad as well, and on Windows, like the search functions have become really powerful.
Yeah.
And they're very easily accessible through a keyboard shortcut. So for me, launching anything, the reason I don't dump them into a launcher is because I know I can just search for the app quickly and start typing the first few letters and I can get the app and poof, it's launched.
Exactly.
Especially for the ones that I don't use all the time.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to have it on your desktop, to cluttering up your desktop. And even with, I'm just looking at the apps that I do have, I've organized them in such a way, but I'm just looking at some of them, I'm thinking, actually, I don't need them. I really don't need them on this computer. So, you know, but for now, looking at just your desktop, sort out those icons and see which ones you actually use and which ones you don't. And if you've got, you might have shortcuts for apps that don't even exist anymore.
And then one last thing as well, I think from a doing a good habit kind of thing. The problem that people face a lot of times is both on Windows, when you're and on Mac, when you're installing apps, always uncheck that option, because it's kind of something that apps want to do that because they want to be visible to you. But so in Windows, you see the bar that says, I put a shortcut on my desktop, and uncheck that. On the Mac, sometimes you say, you know, add it to the launcher. Some of them will ask you that, and you just say no. And so that's a way to just prevent them from ever entering on there. And then if you land up using the app a lot, like, you make that decision to bring them out or put them in the launcher. But deal with that, I think, at the installation phase, once you declutter and get to a good space.
And then once you have installed it, eject the installer. Remove the installer, because that stays on your desktop as well until you removed it. So eject it immediately. Once you've installed it, what do you need the installer for? You don't need it. So put it into the trash bin.
So that's a Mac thing in terms of ejecting the installer. And Windows, you know, delete the setup file, basically. It's the same. It's the same equal.
Right. Okay. So on, say, on your desktop, so if you can sort out your icons, say, by name, by size, modified by. Usually I do it by name. So then, and you have it on one side of your desktop, so you can just see it all.
So then on macOS, they have a new feature as well. In addition to just launching them or organizing them by name or whatever, they have something called stacks. And so if you right-click and say stacks and say put all my pictures together, it just stacks them as one thing that you can then expand on and declutter later. But at least it cleans out your desktop almost immediately. It puts them all into one stack rather than having them as, you know, 20 different pictures on your desktop. It becomes one icon.
So that leads conveniently on to the next thing I was going to say is get, say, all your photos or all your documents and put them into a folder. So as you said, Mac does that for you with stacks. But if you don't have a Mac, if you're using Windows, open a new folder and put all the documents into there, and then you can sit there and go through those documents at a later time. But you remove that clutter out of your desktop. Same with the photos, same with the screenshots. But let's stop at the screenshots. If you've taken a screenshot of something, you most probably sent it out by, I don't know, by email or by WhatsApp. You don't need that screenshot most probably anymore. Why is it still on your desktop? Remove it. Put it into the trash bin. I am guessing 98% of the time, excuse me, 98% of the time, those screenshots are obsolete now and shouldn't even be on your desktop. So for screenshots, get them all together, maybe put them into a folder, or just remove them immediately into the trash or into the bin straight away. With the documents, have a look at the documents. If they are the same documents that you've got them somewhere else in another folder, why are they on your desktop? Or have you downloaded it from an email to view it, but like a PDF? You get that with PDFs. You have to look at a PDF and you're like, okay, yes, I've paid this, I've dealt with it. If you've dealt with it, throw it away. So use the acronym FAT, you know, File ACTOS. So with these documents, in, you know, when you start going for all these documents that are in this one folder grouped together, see whether you can file the document, act on it. Most probably you already have acted on it. Or toss, so throw it away. And do that for every single item. And the quicker you go through that, the quicker you get rid of it, and it will be away from your desktop. And the same with the photos. And if you look at the photos, if they're the same photos, but just tiny little changes in movement or eyes or whatever, you don't need multiple photos of the same thing. Keep the best one and throw away the rest of it.
And then for screenshots as well, a couple more things. So there is a, we'll post a link in the show notes. There's a little hack you can put in. It's just a one-line thing you got to cut and paste, but then it automatically, whenever you take a screenshot, dumps it into a folder rather than on your desktop. So again, that, like, just a way of getting ahead of that process, right? So it automatically starts dumping them into a folder, and so you can go into the folder and do it. If you're on, like me, if you're on an iPad or even on your iPhones, by the way, because we take a lot of screenshots. Again, here, there's the good thing is when you take a screenshot, you can act on it, and then when you close it, it gives you this option to say, should I keep the screenshot or delete it? It doesn't actually automatically dump it into a folder, which is super. So you can get rid of it, you know, as soon as you've acted on it. So a lot of times what happens is you're taking a screenshot and sending it to someone to show them something. You can send it directly from that screenshot widget kind of thing, or pop up and then immediately delete it. And so you just kind of get rid of it right from the front. But then there are screenshot folders, you know, even on Mac in the iPhoto, I think, or whatever it's called. But same for on the iPad and the iPhone, there's a screenshot folder. You can always dig in and just delete
all
and mass delete quickly.
Yeah. And it's the best thing to do. Most probably, for most people, screenshots are just a temporary action.
Literally one-off, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't need to keep it. You just need to delete it. So that's all the documents and cleaning up the desktop. Moving forward, Think of your desktop as a temporary working area. It's not somewhere to store your files moving forward. So, you know, the whole reason you got all this clutter on your desktop was because you were using it as a place to dump things. Stop that mentality. So build the habit and change the habit to make it just a temporary working area to store files for a short amount of time. So that's what I do. You know, when I'm download documents from emails or want to send documents or make screenshots, I save it onto the desktop and deal with it, you know, I act on it at that moment and I immediately then throw it into the bin. I remove it from my desktop within a few seconds of dealing with it. And of course, if I did need it again for whatever reason, it's in the trash bin. I can remove it from there and put it back onto the desktop to do what I need to do, but then it's back in the bin. And then I empty the bin once a week. But you know, you don't need to keep everything. In, you know, it shouldn't be a storage place. You know, your Finder, your cloud, your documents folder is a place to be storing your important documents. Or your cloud. It shouldn't be your desktop.
And I think we'll talk maybe on another episode about actually using iCloud and or using cloud drives and sort of managing that and decluttering that as well.
Yeah. So so that's the main thing really, just to clear your desktop. And so the first thing is to gather everything together, put them into separate folders. Deal with the apps first, then the documents, screenshots as well, and then you will have clear desktop. Then you can put just a nice picture on your desktop to look at instead of all this clutter of icons.
Yeah, and actually see it, right?
Exactly. And it'll make you feel peaceful and zen-like, unless you've got a horrible picture that makes you feel stressed. But put a nice picture, a nice soothing picture of the mountains or the sea or your family.
Do people actually ask you to help them declutter their desktop, like physically, in person?
Yes, they do, yeah. I get people asking me to help them to deal with their computers as a whole, but part of it is to deal with the desktop. So I have been given laptops and been told, I can't find things, everything's a mess, I seem to have repeat documents, can you help? So then I have to do what I've just said, like put all the documents into one folder from the desktop and compare that to other documents and find duplicates and then delete. Same with photos, and then look at the screenshots and go, why have they got all these screenshots? So it's very time consuming. It's not one of my favorite things to do. I mean, I do it for myself and it takes ages, sometimes, when you go through old documents. But yeah, imagine doing it for clients. But there are specialists out there who deal with it all the time. That's all they do, just digital decluttering and organizing. But it's very time consuming. So I think people don't realize how much time it can take to organize all of that. Especially when it's not your stuff and you therefore have to look at each thing and kind of figure out what stuff is.
Yeah, if you see two things with a similar name, you don't know if it's actually an updated version of the document or the same thing.
Exactly. So there's a lot of analysis that has to go with, looking at the dates and looking at the whole setup of everything is different. So yeah, it takes a while.
Cool. Well, if you guys, I think this is pretty comprehensive in terms of the tips that you can do to handle your desktop. But if there's anything else you guys have questions about, you can always reach Alina on Instagram. That's DECLUTTRME, and she'll get back to you. And you can also contact her by visiting the website, declutterme.com, where you'll also find all of our old episodes and ways to subscribe and everything else. So until next week.
Bye.